This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
Okay, I'm really honoured that you asked me over here. It's always a great honour for me to talk to people from the clinic that are doing so much good for people. And if there's any questions, please ask them, because that's what we're here for. It's always really neat for me to hear results that are happening in clinic. And it's spreading quite a bit now. And all it is, honestly, is common sense. And my advice is, watch a lot of these self-awareness books, especially the ones that take you back in the past. There's no sense of going back in the past to find the present. You must remember, this is what everybody's been taught. And whatever you've been taught, that's life. So there's no harm done. Nothing's wrong. But like everything else in life, evolution takes place. And when that takes place, it jumps the boundaries of time. Now if somebody comes along and says to you, hey, listen, just a minute. Let's not wait 20 years. Let's do it now. Forget the 20 years. Why don't you just listen now? And people say, no, well, I'm not ready. Well, as soon as you say you're not ready, that's what you call a psychological barrier. It's only a thought saying you're not ready. So you're going to wait 20 years. Guaranteed, when the 20 years are up, you're still not ready. Until you make up your mind that you really want to hear something now that will just will help you as well as your patients. Because whatever you find, it's not just for your patients, believe me. You must find it for yourself first. A lot of people will say, well, I don't want it for myself, I want it for my patients. Well, that's impossible. That's an absolute impossibility. It's like that old saying, physician heal thyself. You've got to find it for yourself first. Then you can give it away. Until that day comes, you can't. And all you have to do is listen. Now, I'm not saying listen to me. You can look around this world and find anybody you want to listen to that you think has truth. And truth is something that lies deep within the soul of every human being on earth. It's always been there, and it's lost via time. It's the illusion of time that stops you from seeing it. And as I say, you've got to jump the boundaries of time. This is why, you know those people, you say, he or she is a genius, they're way ahead of their time. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Anybody that finds truth, and truth is religion before the formation takes place, where truth jumps the boundaries of time. Truth is wisdom. And wisdom is a God-given intelligence that every human being in the world is not just born with. It goes beyond that. It's you are it. When you jump the boundaries of time, you go back to the original wisdom. And here's where geniuses are created. And this is the beautiful thing about the experience that happened in Salt Spring. It's actually creating geniuses. It's creating people who are jumping the boundaries of time, going way ahead of what you call the so-called natural process of life. And they're evolving way, way beyond the normal. And when they do that, they can bring people through time and find them a healing agent now, instead of waiting 10, 20, 50 years. Very simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. A lot of people accuse me of oversimplifying. I can't. I honestly can't. Because it's something that you have right now. And it fits into every facet of life. Whether it be medical, whether it be psychological, whether it be industrial. Because when it comes out, it comes out with common sense. plain, ordinary, everyday, common sense. 2 + 2 = 4. And if it doesn't, it's not common sense. Now if I say to you, if I'm a Freudian and I say to you, now you're all mixed up and you're unhappy and you have nervous breakdowns and you hate your mother, you hate your father, you hate almost everybody, and I'm going to make you happy, and I take you back into the hellhole of the past, then I'm bringing this unhappiness, I'm giving it life. I'm actually proving to you that it exists. And I'm not stupid, I know it exists. But it only exists as a thought in your mind. Because remember, the past was true then when it happened. But now, whatever happened to you as a child, it actually happened. I'm not stupid, I realize that. But remember, it's only a thought carried through time that keeps it alive. Take that patient back into that time zone, you're verifying it. If you make that patient realize that all it is thought, it will vanish. Because all it is thought. And that's what true psychology is. It's taking you back to the original. Somebody once asked me, what is, when did the true psychology begin? It began before the beginning of time. Back to time again. Before time started. Before life started. It always was and always will be. And what it is the study of the mind, the soul, and the spirit. There's your Trinian. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because mind, there can only be one mind. And that is what you would call, the Eastern philosophers would call, the mastermind. And the mastermind is God. The soul is consciousness. Pure consciousness. Some people call it Buddha consciousness. Some people call it Christ consciousness. So you've got God the mind, the mastermind. You've got soul, which is pure consciousness. And you've got spirit, which is just the breath of life. Forget the breath of life. Let's go back again to those two main things. You've got the mastermind God, and you've got the soul, which is pure consciousness. Take that soul, take it away. All you're left with is God. And God is pure consciousness. They're all one. The three are illusion. Just like life itself is a divine illusion. Suspended within the boundaries of time as we now know it. Don't you see how simple it is? From these three things, all religions are created. And they say the answer is love. And it is. For the simple reason that pure love, pure aloha, is pure understanding. With pure understanding and pure love, you have no hate, you have no anger, you have just pure understanding. With that pure understanding, you're not caught in the illusion of life from the past. It's the past that is the problem. And the past is now an illusion. If anybody can tell me how the past is real, I'll take all back what I've said. It no longer is real. All sickness of the mind is carried through time via thought. The secret of all psychology is manifested via thought. You see, the world is a divine thought. Now, a divine thought has nothing to do with you. You're just part of it, because that's what God is. God created reality from a pure divine thought. When this reality came into being, we as human beings have what you call a free will and a free mind. With this free will and this free mind, you do as you wish, you see as you wish, you think as you wish, and you act as you wish. And that's the problem. It's attached to what you call an ego. And an ego is an image of self-importance. And what do? As psychologists and therapists, we boost this up. We actually create sickness instead of taking it away. We boost up the person's ego. That's the whole Freudian idea. We're going in reverse. You know how all the biblical and all the wise people in the world have always talked about light? You've got to see the light. Well, to see the light, you've got to reverse. Otherwise, you only see the shadow. And the shadow is life itself. You've got to turn around and face the light. And to do that, you've got to stop looking outside. You've got to look inside. You've got to look within. Because that's what Christ said, look within. All the wise from the beginning of time have said, look within. And people don't honestly realize that literally they mean you got to look inside yourself for the answer. Because literally, you are God in disguise. You're an illusion. You're a divine illusion. And if you memorize the words of the wise from the past, it won't do you any good. Matter of fact, it's a trap. Because once you memorize what they're saying, you've trapped yourself. Because what they're saying is not what they mean. Because it's unexplainable. That's why I say to people, almost every time I talk, don't listen to what I'm saying. Well, that's a weird thing to say. It's what I'm trying to say. And people will say, well, why don't you just say it then? But I can't, because it can't be expressed in words. The second truth comes out via the word. It's no longer truth. It's only an echo of the truth. Because what you're looking for is a spiritual insight. What the words are only a guide. And if the guide is taking you outside, you're looking in the wrong direction. If the guide is taking you inside, listen. But don't listen to the words. And maybe someday there's a little voice inside you who'll say, aha, got it. And that's what you listen to. You don't listen to me, you don't listen to anybody. You listen to yourself. Only you have the answer. And when the answer comes from you, the answer that comes from me will be exactly the same. You won't say there is a little difference. There is no difference. Because there's only one answer. There's only one God. Any other idea of God is wrong. Because what God means is total. Total. And always. God is total. And any other God made up, we know we had, Madam Peely in the Hawaiian language, in the Hawaiian religion. Well, that's just a demigod taking you away from it. There's only one God, because God means literally everything. That's why if anybody ever finds the answer they're truly looking for, they realize that they are God in disguise. See, God, I am, but I am not God. If you could understand that, you'd know what it meant. No one person can be God. See, the world as we know it now has been manifested into a form. To find the secret of the form, you have to go within and find the secret of formlessness. And formlessness is before the creation of form. This formlessness, the Eastern philosophers and a lot of religions, we talk about the great nothingness. That's the same thing. Can you see that? I just get a feeling for it. It's a feeling. You'll never understand. You only just get a feeling. If you get that positive feeling, When you go away, that positive feeling is a guide. If you get a bad feeling and you leave cursing and swearing, you've got it. You've had it, eh? You haven't seen anything. But if you go away with a nice feeling, that's what you're looking for. You must get that nice feeling yourself, otherwise you're going to see wrong. If you see wrong, you're seeing the contaminated mess and you're caught up in it. And if I was you, never, never, never be afraid to approach somebody that honestly knows. Because you might say, a lot of people say, well, I'm really scared to approach him or her because they'll see right through me. I used to think like that. But that's nonsense. It's the very opposite. Because that person in that knowing state is so full of love and so fully understanding, that's the safest place to be. It's when you get to where you should be afraid is get to those hostile type therapists who are going to go after you. That's where the danger lies. When I first realized what I realized, that was the first clue I had. It was thought. I had an insight into the marvelous, unbelievable power of thought. A miracle is just the right use of mind. Remember I said mind is God. See, there's only one mind, that's the mastermind, and that's God. It's just... Please, honestly, if there's any questions, ask them. It doesn't matter what it is. Because it all leads back to the same thing. And that's a clue for you. But one of the greatest things I can tell you again, when you talk to the patient as if they have nothing wrong with them. And maybe they'll hear what you're saying. And when they walk away, they'll have nothing wrong with them. Talk to them as if they're sick. And they'll walk away. At the same time, you realize that they are going through the hell and they are sick. But the sickness is an illusion created from thought from the past. The past is an illusion. Jump the boundaries of time. Go in the now. And here's where you can help them. To find the sanity they're looking for. And love will always be the answer. I really mean that. And love and true understanding go hand in hand. And you don't have to understand mentally if you have love in your heart. You just understand. It's a matter of wisdom versus intellect. Wisdom is a God-given thing. Intellect is a man-given thing. You find wisdom, you get the intellect. Find intellect, not necessarily you're going to get wisdom. But wisdom covers both. And that's when you come from inside and look outwardly. Again, you jump the boundaries of time. The true now isn't now. Here and now. Otherwise, you know the old cliche, I've had people say, well, you have not a choice but to live in the now because we're here right now. That's not the now the wise speak of. The now the wise speak of is before the beginning of time. If you go before the beginning of time, you don't go back. You just realize that back is an illusion, and you find out. That makes sense, does it? Not supposed to make sense. Believe me, if you walk out here right now and you say, I've heard all that before, I know what he's talking about. You haven't got it. To find it, all you have to do is to realize the secret of thought. Once you realize the secret of thought, you're home. You're free. All your problems are manifested by a thought. And I know everybody in this room right now could get up and prove to me that this isn't so, intellectually. But I'm not interested in intellectually. Because I could prove to you that all my problems are not thoughts either. But that would be part of the illusion. You've got to break the boundaries of the illusion and realize everything is created literally from a divine thought. And when a divine thought is manifested into form, it is called life. And life is geared and run by intellectual thought. Intellectual thought is creates the downfall of humanity. Again, it's the ego. You know, one of the main secrets is just to live life and enjoy it. And that's one of the most difficult things in the world, until you realize the simplicity of it. Just live it. Don't talk it. I never talk like this. I just live it. The only time I talk like this is when I get together with people that want to hear it. You know? Well, just like we've been talking about all day, that life is a divine thought, and we all work and manifest our life via thought, and it's all the secret of thought. If you can honestly see that, if you can see that all mental sickness derives from thought, all ideas are thoughts, all concepts are thoughts, anger derives from thought, love derives from thought, everything is thought. The whole world is a thought concept. And if you can realize the secret of thought, then you'll realize the secret to mental health. You'll realize the simplicity of having a beautiful marriage. It's all created from thought. A bad marriage created from thought. A happy life is created from thought. A sad life is created from thought. That's why I keep talking about thought. Because I know that's how I found it. It's via thought. All psychology, secret psychology, derives from thought. And it works in a marvelous way, because once you start to even gradually realize this, your life changes. A lot of your problems start to dissipate. And people will come up to you and say, well, look, you used to have the same problem as me. What did you do to get rid of it? And you say, well, it was all thought. And I'll say, oh, no, 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 mine is real. Of course it's real. in this reality. But in a greater reality, it derives from thought.
What is
thought? Thought is a spiritual thing. It's just a spiritual power. But on its own, thought has really no power. Thought in itself is completely neutral. It is not until you put your ideas into that thought that that thought gets its power. And whatever you put into that thought, whether it be negative or positive, it will manifest itself as a fact.
It seems like it's a process, or that the form comes into some form.
That's right. That's all it is. And it comes into form when you put your ideas into it. And your ideas start going into that thought the moment you're born. It's a spiritual conveyor. That's all it is. That's what thought is. It's a spiritual conveyor. There's nothing in this world stronger than thought. And if you can convince your patients of that, well, that patient's thoughts change. See, that's why they come to you. You're a doctor, and they come to you to try and change their thoughts. Right? So if you can change their thoughts, you change their reality. To change their thoughts, you can't explain where they're right and wrong. You have to explain the secret of thought. Once you realize the power of thought, then that mental sickness, the mental anxiety, and all the hang-ups and all the problems will start to vanish. Simplicity. Gratefulness is an extremely powerful thing. Being grateful in life. If you're not grateful in life or to life, then you have the feeling of ungrateful. And if you're ungrateful, you'll never be happy. Never. Because no matter what you're given, or what you've got, or what you'll ever will receive, without that feeling of gratefulness, you'll have nothing. If somebody comes along and says, here's $1 million. When you get that $1 million, you're going to feel really happy for a short while. Because you're an ungrateful person, the feeling of ungratefulness will come, and $1 million won't mean a thing. It just means that you're an unhappy millionaire. Now, remember I said at the beginning of this talk, everything comes via feeling. A feeling comes via thought. It's all connected. You can't get away from it. Again, the secret lies in thought.
You think thoughts are all... I'm trying to think about the relationship between intention and thought. A lot of people don't think, you know, that their thoughts are some intention that they have. It seems to me like
well, an intent comes from a thought. Everything is thought. No matter what you mention, you'll be connected to thought. You could talk to me all day, and it'll all be connected to thought. There's a lot of people, poor people happier than a lot of people that have a lot of wealth. Now that doesn't mean to say you can't have wealth and be happy. Don't get me wrong there. If somebody came along and gave me $1 million, believe me, that would make me happy.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be quite content and quite grateful.
What's the difference between a thought and a feeling?
a thought, as I say, is neutral. A feeling is a reaction. Yeah, right. It's a positive reaction from thought. It's a feeling. You have a bad feeling, but it's still a reaction from thought. And if you can get a good reaction from thought, a good feeling, remember I said to you, if you walk out this door today with a good feeling, as Sam said, it's a good reaction, then you're way ahead. Whereas if you were a strict Freudian, a guarantee, you'd walk out that door today with a bad thought, you know? The whole world is a reaction to thought. The entire world. Whatever is in the world today, whatever conditions is in the world today, is a reaction from thought. I'm just trying to prove to you that everything is thought. And that's the most incredible thing in the world that can happen to anybody, is to realize the power of thought. You know the old therapies where you get up front, you know, speak your mind and tell your friend or your spouse or whoever your true feelings. Your true feelings are contaminated, eh? So you go up and you say, you know, I don't like you because, and off you go. Boy, that creates a reaction to thought, I'll tell you. That creates mental sickness. And that's still going on. But there's nothing wrong in doing it, honestly. It's all done in innocence. Because it's sure as fate, a therapist is not going to do that if he honestly, or she honestly knew he was going to do a lot of harm.
Yeah, they all mean
good. They all mean good. Intentions. They all have good intentions, that's right. And if you can see that...
Chris isn't so sure about that.
You know, but they say, you know, they say about good intentions, eh?
Wanted to bank on their intentions.
Yeah, they wanted to bank on their intentions, yeah.
They say the road to hell was paved with good intentions. Yeah, really. That's... You've already got what you're looking for. The only thing is, those little hurdles, those thoughts, stop you from seeing it. And when you discover it, you say, by the grace of God, I found it. Because it's a God power within that has the power to take your ego, push it aside, and there you are. You'll see what they call the light. Literally, you've seen what you already have before the contamination of thought. So there you are.
Is that why they say the modern day version of it is that the little light bulb goes on?
The light bulb goes on. Same thing. So, again, I thank you.
Well, hi, folks. Here I am again. Isn't a little piece of tape I'd like to give to you, and I know that you people are trying to help as many human beings as possible, and I thought this would be kind of nice for you. You know, for 20 years now, I tried to give out this psychological knowledge that I found, and after the weekend in Vancouver, I realized my mission was accomplished. And now I'd like to try and help in a deeper way the people that made this possible. And to do this, I have to tell you to go beyond psychology as it's known today. Go to the spiritual side of life. And when I say that, what I mean is look within your own soul. Look within the very depth of your own consciousness, and this is where you'll find the answer. And when you find it, you'll find innocence, love, and gratefulness. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for love for each other. You're looking for a new life without the old, old haunting you. And if you go back in the past and go through all your trials and tribulations, all you're doing is repeating history. The wise have always told us, look within. And that's what you have to do. Because, see, what you're looking for is you're looking for the connection between mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, when I say mind, I mean spiritual mind, I mean universal mind. And that universal mind is God. You look for consciousness. Consciousness and soul are one and the same thing. You're looking to enhance what the religious people would call your soul, or what psychology calls consciousness. You're trying to enhance your consciousness, your ability to see life better. And this is done via what is called thought. Now, I'm not talking about your thought, my thought, their thought. I'm talking about a universal power called thought. This universal power called thought is the catalyst from which you see, feel, taste, your five senses all come alive via what you call thought. So you have to find the connection between mind, consciousness, and thought. That is the spiritual connection. Once you find this, believe me, you will find the happiness you seek. You know, the wise have always said, love is the answer. And that's very, very true. Because when you find love, you find a beautiful feeling. And that's what you're looking for, is a beautiful feeling. You're looking for a feeling that will take you through life. You're looking for a feeling that will bond you to your spouse even deeper than you ever thought possible. And when you find this, it doesn't dissipate with time. On the contrary, it gets stronger and stronger. And I'll tell you right now, again I tell you, you will never get it by going back in the past and rehashing old experiences. That's not where it's at. That's where, you know, the Eastern philosophers are always talking about the now. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You have to find it now, not anything else from the past. The past, you disconnect yourself from the past. I know you were always in your mind and your memory, you will always remember it. But that's not what I'm talking about. If those bad things happened to you in the past, and you still remember them, the beauty is when you see them in a different light, when you see them with an understanding that what you went through all happened in innocence, that's where the true bonding takes place. That's where the bonding of the mind, soul, and consciousness, they get together, and the power of the three of them together change the existence that you live in. And it's really very, very simple. Because all it is the wisdom that lies within yourself. And it's been there since the beginning of time. The only thing is, because we see life, and we have experiences in life, we forget that. But if you can find somebody, whoever you think, look throughout this world, find somebody that you think can wake you up. And that's what you have to do, is try and have an awakening. Awakening to something that you've known all your life, only thing you forgot. And once you have that awakening, all your past trials and tribulations fall by the wayside. And here you will find that true love that you're looking for. I know the two of you are beautiful people. And I know the two of you try your best to help people throughout this world in many, many ways. But the greatest help you can give anybody in this world is to give it to yourself. Find it for yourself first. Then when you find this healthy outlook in life, this love you're looking for, then you really know what you're talking about. And all you have to do is be yourself, and everything else will fall in place. You know, to have something in this world very special to share with a partner is the most wonderful gift in the world. And once you find this gift of sharing with a partner, your life changes, because you don't ask why or how did this happen. It's just something that's happened. It's something between the two of you that is so important. There is nothing in this world more important than having this love together. I'm going to keep saying that because it really is. Do you know when you know that you've got this? It's when each one of you say to each other, I'm lucky, I'm glad, I'm grateful for finding a partner like you. When you can both honestly say this, you know you're together. Once you find true love, there's no turning back. But one of the most important things, and I'm going to say it again, is the feeling of gratefulness. It's a feeling. You're looking for a feeling. You're not looking for particulars. You're not looking for any answer that Dr. Blow can give you or whoever. You're looking for a feeling. A feeling is deep within your soul, because that's where it comes from. It doesn't come from outside, it comes from inside you. Do you know how the religious people would say, look within for the answer? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Look within. Look before your mind or your thoughts were destroyed through social activities. We go from birth and we socialize and we pick up all these bad habits. But if you can go before this all happened, then you will find an answer that is 1,000 times more beneficial than anything that you can find outside. The answer is not outside. The answer is inside. And I'm going to say it again. The answer lies within your own consciousness. It lies deep before the contamination of thought. And that's all I'm trying to tell people, how to clear thought. This is where the wise from the beginning of time, no matter if you call them religious or mystical, they always spoke the same thing. They told you to look within your own consciousness for the answer. And that's all I've been saying to you for many, many years. Look within for the answer. Here you will find the true love that you're looking for. And once you find this, you have no other choice but to love your partner and the world to a far, far greater extent. You know, sometimes I get up in the morning and I'm so filled with a feeling of humanity that's very, very powerful. And I never had this in my life before. And when I can give this away to somebody else, and they pick it up, and they can't help it, once you pick it up, you'll give it to your children, you'll give it to your spouse, you'll give it to your friends, because you'll be you. Always just be you. Never try and be anybody else. Never quote anybody else. Just be yourself. And if you can be yourself, believe me, you'll find the happiness and the contentment you've been looking for all your life. You know, life is very, very short. And the more love that you can find in this world, the better. And when you find someone who loves you, you're a very, very lucky person. And if you do find such a person, treat them with love and respect, and they in turn will treat you the same way. And this is what creates this incredible bond, maybe once in a lifetime bond. And if you ever find that, don't throw it away. Take the opportunity to get something out of life that's so precious, and that is the love from another human being. And I know that you people have this, and all you have to do is settle down and look and see that you have it, and be together the rest of your life, and I guarantee it will be a happy one. Well, folks, this is a short tape, but I thought I'd send it out, and again, thank you for everything you've ever done for me and for our other human beings. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.